From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. Miami-Dade is moving ahead with an elevated train system in the northern part of the county. The county's transportation board approved the proposal yesterday. County Commissioner Barbara Jordan said the new train line will fulfill a long-held promise to the North Dade community.
34 years ago, when it was supposed to go north at the time, and it hasn't gone, we've been promising the community, and look at the traffic congestion. We need to become sophisticated enough to provide rail.
The county still has to decide which kind of train to add, and it must secure funding from the federal government. Linda Taylor lives in South Dade. She hopes the train will speed up her northbound commutes.
Driving is such a big problem now. Sometimes from South Dade, it would probably take me 2 hours to get to North Dade.
This past summer, the county rejected a metro rail extension in South Dade, but instead gave the area the county's first rapid transit bus system. Florida ranks second worst in the nation for texting while driving. According to the State Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, distracted driving causes about 50,000 crashes per year statewide. It's hard for people to break that habit, says MIT computer science professor Sam Madden. That's why he and another MIT professor developed a free app called DriveWell. It is already being used by millions globally. The app records driving data using sensors to record when a person picked up the phone and used it while the car was moving. After each trip, drivers get a score that includes feedback on braking, speeding, and distraction.
I think we're all guilty of this, that you get sucked into your phone and what you thought was going to be a quick, you know, reply to a text message or check an email turns into 10 minutes of, exploring your inbox. I think that's a really important behavior just to make people aware of that. And so the app tries to show that sort of behavior very clearly.
Madden says he would love to expand to South Florida and give drivers incentives to use the app, like discounts with local insurance companies or prize money to the least distracted driver while using the app. After only 2 weeks of using the app, Madden says the average user has nearly a 30% reduction in distracted driving. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.